Okay, my friends. So today, to stay in the holiday spirit, we are reading a story called Santa Jaws. What? That's right. It's not Santa Claus. No. It is Santa Jaws, like the big jaws of a shark. The story was written by Bridget Hayes.
And the picture is just like the picture of the movie. And it is so funny because it's literally Jaws with his Santa hat. Mm. And his mouth is open and a present's falling in.
Very silly. We cannot resist a very silly story, can we? So today's story was illustrated by Galia Bernstein, and it's read today by Mommy and
Chicky.
Oh, I love it when you're Chicky. All right, are you ready? Okay. Yeah. While kids write notes to Santa Claus, sharks line up for Santa Jaws. They tell him all their Christmas wishes. Santa thinks they sound delicious. And we can see in the picture all the little mommy sharks with their little baby sharks are in line for this opportunity to sit on Santa Jaws' lap and flap your fins and tell him what you want for Christmas. That's funny. Can I tell you one thing, though? In the picture, we can also see that there's a shark who is his elf shark with like a cute little seashell hat on and stuff. Mm-hmm. But can I tell you just one real true science mm-hmm. fact? Mm-hmm. Sharks cannot lay the way that these sharks are laying in the picture. Sharks won't lay with their tummies up. It's not good for them. They become kind of immobile. That means they can't move. But that's okay, this is a book, and it's
that
silly.
I'm guessing that only happens when maybe something attacks them.
Yeah, they don't choose to float on their backs. Okay.
That only happens when something attacks a shark.
It's true. Moving on. Pups awaiting, elf and sharks toil in workshops deep and dark, making toys from shelly things. A seal that squeaks, a ray that stings. And in the picture we can see they are in the dark cave and they are using kelp, it looks like, to make, here's a manta ray and here's a shark, or a fish that they're making out of shells. And in the darkness, anglerfish are lighting the room for them. That's fun.
Maybe those anglerfish are their pets.
Yeah, good guys. Okay. Meanwhile, in the golden sands, sharks make winter wonderlands. Horned sharks trim the Christmas kelp and top it with a little help with starfish. Oh, the starfish are just sitting on top of the kelp. Oh, how cute. Oh, my goodness.
Let me see.
Oh, this book is really funny. Finally, it's the special night. Families sing by lantern light. This is so funny. The sharks are all singing. Their teeth are out, and we can see them. I wonder what they're singing in the dark.
This the season to be hungry. Fa la la, la la la, Jaws.
Oh, that was brilliant. Very good. Cookie cutters, sharks, make treats for Santa and his Christmas fleet. Tiny carpet sharks are wrestled into seabeds where once nestled they dream of Christmas delicacies drifting across the darkening seas. Oh, my goodness. And in this picture, we can see one of the sharks is cuddled up with a little stuffy that is a seahorse. I kind of wonder if it's a stuffy seahorse or if it's an actual seahorse.
That's a real seahorse.
Oh my goodness, how funny. Then Santa boards his merry sled, pulled by hungry hammerheads. And what's his sled?
A shipwreck.
A shipwreck. Oh, that's really funny. A wrecked ship is what he's sailing across the seas in. Up to reef top, swish, swish, swish. Down to seabeds for fish, fish, fish. Let's hope that they don't eat those fish, fish, fish. He takes in all the festive sights, chewy wreaths, crunchy lights. Because in this picture, the wreaths are made out of kelp, right? Mm-hmm. And what's lighting up the night?
Jellyfish.
Now, can I ask you a quick question? Let's talk biology really fast. Mm-hmm. Real life. Is a jellyfish a fish?
No.
Why isn't it a fish?
Doesn't have a backbone.
Does not have a backbone. Fun fact, it's a fake fish. At last, he opens up his net. What will little reef sharks get? He checks his list. Naughty? Nice? Yum. He'd better check it twice. For good sharks, he brings toys delish. For bad pups, weeds and rotten fish. He stuffs each sharkling's stocking tight and tests the toys just a bite. And there he is, chomping on one of the toys to make sure it's okay. Hope he doesn't eat it. That would be no good. Upon the Yuletide, he swims away with leagues to go by break of day. Pups awakening to a jingle, search the tide for old shark Kringle. Waving a fin, he roars a good night.
For old fish Kringle.
Mm-hmm. That's his name. What would it be if he was a human?
Chris Kringle.
Yeah. Waving a fin, he roars good night. Fishy Christmas to all, and to all a good bite. Chomp, chomp, chomp. So, there are over 500 species of known sharks, with more being discovered all the time. There are 8 different sharks that appear in this story. Elfin sharks, they're also known as goblin sharks, and that's because they've got a pointy nose. Horn sharks, lantern sharks, which are the smallest sharks, by the way. and they're also bioluminescent, which means they
glow.
Yep.
And there's, all I want to say is, like this, but seals eat them.
Seals do eat sharks.
Sea lions.
And sea lions, yeah. There aren't many, because they are apex predators, right? Which means the toughest top of the food chain, right? The toughest thing in the land, or in the sea, I guess. Sharks don't have many people who can, or many other animals that can eat them, but there are a few. Yeah. So then there's garbage sharks and hammerhead sharks and reef sharks and great white sharks. And that's what Santa Jaws was in this book. And that, my good friends, is the
A Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to all, and to all
a good bite.
A good bite.